Okay, we're holding Simon Reish Yud Ches Sif Tes, page 268. Welcome to Aryan Time. Continuing in our discussion, we're going to finish the Simon of Birchas HaNisim when someone makes a bracha on a nace that happened to them, and we're going to discuss today what type of nace do we make a bracha on. When do we make Hagoyma? We're going to touch Hagoyma because there are many different types of nisim that can happen. And there are lots of cases. I'm going to try my hardest to make it easy and simple and clear, but there are a lot of cases. And I guess the first yisayin is, and this is muskim, I think, l'kuliyama, is that if you were, for example, supposed to be on a particular airplane, and you missed your flight, and the plane crashed, that is on yisecha, shebechol yom yimonu, you thank Hashem in moedim, they're in davening, you don't make a gemel on that, and you don't make a bracha shachli nes on that. If someone was supposed to be in the car and the car crashed, you don't make a bracha on that. I think Rosh Hashanah Zalman used to make a joke. Imagine if you had a pair of pants hanging on a clothesline, and the pants fell to the ground. So you should make a gemel. It could have been you would have been wearing it. Alright, vice to vice. Now these types of things, you don't make brachas. And that's muskim l'kulyam. Yeah, the pants that falls down that you were not wearing is not going to be a shaila, and therefore if you miss a bus, miss the train, whatever happens, that is not considered a bracha to make a nes on, a nes to make a bracha on. That is an isecha shebecholim yimanu. Every step that we take, the Eibusher is watching us. He's making sure the trees don't fall on our heads, and we have to thank Hashem by moedim every day when we daven 3 times a day. So what is considered a nes, what's not considered a nes? Let's go over outside a few cases, and then we'll see it inside. So, if someone has any sort of sakana and he gets saved, shaloi kederech hateva, which means you're standing on the street, a narrow alleyway, you're in Tzfas, in a narrow alleyway, and all of a sudden there's a car coming down and there's no room for the two of you. It's either the car or for you, and the car is not stopping, and then a little indentation opens up in the wall. They say came this by Rashi, I think it was, yeah? With his father with a horse and not a car, and the wall opens up, and you go into a little slot in the wall, and the car goes by. That was a nes, that you make a bracha on, the kuliyam, not a shaila. Any nes that shalek derech hateva, you would make a bracha on for sure. Fine. What if you have a nes which is a pi derech hateva, which is most nesim these days? Then it depends. If someone's in a matzev where it's vadeya sakana, someone got hit by something, and in the matzev where they got hit, it's vadeya sakana, someone got chatzashon hit by a car, and was hit to the point where anyone who saw this says, oh yeah, that guy's not coming out of there alive, and he walks out alive, he gets hit, and Baruch Hashem is good, then you would make a bracha sha'asli neis ha'mak mazeh, and you make a bracha ha'goymo the first time, and the neis every 30 days, like the halacha of this simen, because it was a vadeh sakon. The Pesukei Tshuvos brings down some examples, just to make it easier, so we could like, in our head, give examples over here. What are his examples of vadeh sakona? Vadeh sakona. If you get thrown into the lion's den, or into a pit with snakes and scorpions, right, they're going to kill you. This Matzius of the belt, the Vadi are going to kill you. He says, if there are certain bandits which are known to be killers, they're not there for money, they're there to kill. And a person, let's say a person drives a mistake through Ramallah. Yeah, he drives through Ramallah, got lost, and he gets out safely. It's a Vadi Sakana these days. That person will make a bracha of Asli Nesamak Mazeh, and he'll also make a bracha of Agoymel, because it was a Vadi Sakana. What if a person gets hit, but it's not a vadeh sakana? It's a suffix sakana. So I'm sorry, in my case of Ramallah, he didn't get hit. So that's not a good case. Take it out. Case where he got hit, he got in a car accident, and he got hit to the point where it was a vadeh sakana. Or, then he would make a bracha for sure. Let's say someone would be in a situation where he was hit, but it's only a suffix sakana. He got hit, not so hard. The case of suffix sakana would be, says over here, like a wall fell on him, but not the type of wall which is so pushy it would just kill him. Or there were some stones thrown at him, not the type where it was vadi he would get killed. It could be he would get killed from that, these stones thrown at him, and they hit him, but he did not get killed from it. That's a suffix sakana. And on that, the halacha is going to be, on a suffix sakana, the halacha is going to be that you're not going to make a bracha on the nes, but you will make a bracha a goymel. If this type of thing happens, someone gets hit by, let's say, by a baseball bat, gets very, very hard. There's a tzad that it would have killed him, but it wasn't like a vadi sakana tzad, then you can make hagremo, but he's not going to make a bracha shasli neis. He's going to make a bracha shasli neis. It was a vadi sakana so far. Now, let's say you were not hit by something. It missed you. Right? There was a rocket that fell, and it just missed you. There was a guy shot a gun at you, and it just missed you. What's halacha over there if it missed the person? And it depends. If it missed you, but it was like, punk, it missed you, a guy shot from 200 feet away and he missed you, why would he hit? So the fact that it got close to you, that we're going to call similar to our pants case. All right, Morty, you missed our pants case. So Zalman says, if someone missed the flight and the flight crashes, that's not called a nason you make a bracha on. That's ka'ani, it says pants hanging on a clothesline, and then the pants fall to the ground. Right, not, it's from Zalman. Who?
Rabbik.
So I said from Shem Zalman, and what's the name? Moshe was shaking his head already from Shem Zalman. He knew what I was going to say already. So he's saying from Rabbik. Okay. Well, Kaponim, it's Machlegus who said it. But the Maisa, they do say that if you have something smart, right? So if you're going down the right path, you meet a lot of smart people along the way. So if you're tiny and good, you know, a lot of smart people are going to tiny that. So it could be they both said it. And the Maisa, Azay. So if something misses you, and it missed you, punk, it missed you. So that's the same thing. Shem Zalman says, claw like that. He says, for example, if you're driving down the street and an Arab throws a rock at you and he was 50 feet away and he missed you. Okay, he missed you, but it's not a nace that you're going to make a bracha on. That's anisecha shebukhoyim mimanu, and that's regular. You're driving and there's a car coming right at you. Last second, you swerve out of the way. If it was within normal, no bracha on that. That's anisecha shebukhoyim mimanu. But if you were saved, which means that it was a suffix sakana, something was coming out your way, it missed you, but that which it missed you was something extraordinary. It was something which is not the pashtus, it was like punkt, like it happened, and which is not something which you could have been expected that would have happened. That's going to be machlaikis in our sif, and we're going to say on that, you can make hagaimah, but you say, but if the that which you got saved was extremely extraordinary, which is clearly Esbael Akim, there's no suffix at all, that clearly Hashem orchestrated these events, then you make a bracha shasli nes. So those are all the cases. As chazal are outside, then we'll see them all inside, because it's a lot of cases, it's hard to remember. And then we'll see it inside. Nachama. If you get saved, shaloi kederech hateva, which we said, the case of Rashi's father, I think it was Rashi's father or his mother, whoever it was, his mother. Was who? His mother was pregnant. Rashi's mother was pregnant when this happened. She was standing against the wall, and they have a place, if you go to France, I think they have it marked off over there at one of the tours that they do, you go to that place. Is it a true story, not a true story? Because the story with Rashi's father with the diamond, also a shikul legend, also not clear if it's true or not. But they say, but they don't say these things about me and you. But the Maisa, it's also not clear if it was true or not, but they do have a legend about Rashi's father on the ship, and he let the diamond fall off the ship. He was zeichet to a son like Rashi. So something like that, which clear nes like a derekateva, bracha shasli nes and agaimu. Now we're going to the realm of no clear nes, not clear nes, working derekateva. So if someone actually got hit, if something happened and they got hurt, means they got there was someone here in shul today. I was learning this. He told me that when he was a kid, he was in Eretz Yisrael and got hit by a bus. He was walking or running into the street and the bus hit him in the head, knocked him over, and he fell under the bus, and the bus was still rolling to a stop. Someone saw and dragged him out before the bus could run him over. And someone was sitting here in shul as we were learning, that's Eichet Anes. He was sitting here in shul as I was learning this today. And he says that he did make a bracha, Shasli Nes. He made a bracha, Shasli Nes, because he got hit in a way where anyone watching would have thought that type of hit should have killed him. It did not kill him. Also, he got saved by the person in a way which is unexpected. Put someone there to be able to be quick enough to take him out like that. So he makes the bracha shasli nes because he got hit in a way where it was vade sakana. He was baruch Hashem, escaped, no problem. He was okay. He makes the bracha shasli nes. If you get hit in the oifen where it's a suffix sakana, which means that, let's say someone, he's driving in the car, they get in a car accident, and yeah, it's a hit, you know, it can kill the guy, but like, we're not sure about it. Then we say you don't make shasli nes, but you make hagoyim. Okay? Guy gets in a bad car accident, but not to the point where he could have died, but not to the point where it's like vade, he's not walking out of here. Hagoyim, you're not going to make shasli nes. Now, what if it misses you? If it misses you, it means that a missile fell and missed you. Someone threw a rock and it missed you. Koshkin, if you drove through a dangerous area, no one threw rocks. Now, what's the halacha over there? So over there, you say it depends. If it missed you because it just happened to miss you, it wasn't any particular extraordinary event. Someone threw a rock, you had no aim, and it missed you. Or you're standing somewhere, they shot a rocket from Gaza. There's no aim on these rockets. It's a tin can going with a pressure, right? It goes nowhere. Happened to be and missed you. No bracha on that. No bracha on that. No agaim on that. Anisecha shebukhoyim mimanu. That's similar to our case where your guy missed the flight. If it missed you in a way that's extraordinary, which means that it should have hit you, I mean, the guy who was throwing the rock was close enough, he should have hit you, and just punked it, wow, missed you. Then that's machlokes, 2 days over here, and we pass and you say hagoimel on that, if it could have killed you, obviously. You say hagoimel, but you say bracha of shasli neis v'loy shem malchus. But if it missed you, it was extraordinary. The guy was right next to you, he had a gun, and he shot, and somehow he missed you. Right? It makes no sense. It clearly Eshbelakim, the Abishar is passing this person's l'chaim. Right? But Yen Kippur, he davened by the Ila, the Abishar passing the l'chaim, and the guy who tried to kill you, Mamish, made zero sense. Eshbelakim, then you make Hashuli Nes also, even though it missed you. Those are all the cases. Let's see inside. Zakta Machaber Sif Tess.
Jammed is the same. Listen, if you discussed
that. Jammed, I think is Shvacher, because jammed, the Mishnah Brewer is going to mention this. I think jammed is even worse than missed. Because nothing even left the gun. As Mamish like, he said, that might be included on Yisachar Shukhalim Yimano, although I could hear someone arguing saying, why would a gun jam? Guns don't jam. So if guns don't not normally jam, maybe that in a Hanami could be a case, that would be a Shaila. I'm not sure what to do over there. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, Zok the Mechaber Sif Tess, Yesh Oimrim, Shein Mevarech HaNeis Ela B'Neis Shuhu Yoytze Mimin HaGa'ilam. You want to make a bracha on a Neis where it's Yoytze Mimin HaGa'ilam, Aval Neis Shuhu Mimin HaGa'ilam V'Talatay Nechabo Ganovim B'Layla V'Lo Yisakarna V'Nitzol, a Neis which is up Yidarech HaTeva, Ganovim came, he got saved, don't make a bracha. So the first opinion holds it has to be shleich derech ha'teva. Some argue even shleich derech ha'teva you make a bracha. Now we qualify this machlekes to a specific case because otherwise the mafarshim will speak out. It can't just be arguing on any derech ha'teva thing because there are some derech ha'teva where it's clearly eskalekim and there are some derech ha'teva where it's clearly just. And the sechah shev achoyim yimanu with normal, so it can't be where it says yesh chalik make a bracha when a person when a rocket fell and it fell 50 feet from you make a bracha make a tasty, that'd be very shver. The Bir Halacha speaks this out. Every time a lady has a baby, you're going to make a bracha shasli neis not negeya. And every time her children see her every 30 days, they're going to make brachas for the rest of their lives not negeya. So Mimela, they're only arguing in a specific case, which we spoke out was where something happened, it missed you, you got saved. But the saving was in a way that was extraordinary. It was b'derech ha'teva, laws of nature, but extraordinary. That's why there's a machlokes over here. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, this is called Laman Aleph. The top of the page, Kuf Laman Hey. Ein Echayim Levarach. This is on the first opinion. The first opinion says you don't make a bracha if it was derech teva. She'agiyah shama pama acher bircha she'asal ninisim, you don't make. Kamakim yishah she'er lei ha'atzala, when it actually happened, Zarech Levarach birchas ha'gaymo, the birchas ha'gaymo le'kabdinen kuli hai she'yaneiz gamer. Because Mamma says in Rashi Test there, Rishon and Schema Allah Harbi Achrenim, we're going to see in Rashi Test, Birchas HaGoyim does not have to be a grace and ace. As long as it's somewhat of an ace, over here everyone's going to agree, somewhat of an ace, we're going to make HaGoyim does not need to be a grace and ace. For Sha'asali Nisim, that you're making every 30 days, when you see the place, that needs to be a greater ace. Zak Sukkot Lam Beis V'Yishcholik, Da'a Filo Hoya Hatzalah, Shaloy Lamayim V'Derech HaTavah. The second day it holds, even if it was a natural Hatzalah. You were in a matzav of sakana. If there would not have come this saving hatzala, would not have come. Neis mikri, it's called a neis. V'chayav l'hoidus l'shabech abara shehechem mehizmen lehatzala beregazeh. Hashem, He's the one who orchestrated hatzala to be there for you. Now, like we spoke of before, this has to be where it was somewhat extraordinary. If it was just natural, if it was a place where there are always people walking, and you're such a starving for water and for drink, but there's always people here, and a guy gives you a drink of water, that's not called a nace. Even though it was, you guy was dying and you had nothing to drink, but there are always people over here. It's a place where it's a desert, and there's no people there ever. And Pinklach someone came over there, that's extraordinary. Then that would be the machlekes, and the second opinion would say to make a bracha. And the halacha would be to say a bracha without Shem Malchus. Let's say a stone falls on the person, it actually hits him. Aisha Avrilav Egla Tuna or a wagon, they got run over by a car. He actually got hit. Shibidarech Hateva Hayashi Yamasai Dezet. This is the case of Badi Sakana. Derech Hateva, he should have died. The Hunito in Misa, Gishiagila, Isa Makim, Shleshim, and Shleshim Sarakavar. So that's Pasha. This is our second case. Our first case was a miracle, Shleka Derech Hateva, Bracha. This is our second case where it was he got hit in a way that he really should have died. And he was saved, Pasha, you make a Bracha. Let's say the stone fell close, just missed you. There was a piece of metal close to your eye, just missed you. This is our case where it misses you. It missed you and didn't hit you in a way that would put you in sakana. The day of Yishayna ain't mevarchim. If you're the first opinion that holds that if it's derech ha'teva, anyways, you're not going to make a bracha over here. Well, day of Shnia, if you're the second opinion, it could be you make a bracha according to the second opinion. It could be you make a bracha according to the second opinion. Now, it doesn't say for sure. Even though the second opinion seems to be withhold, if Ganovim come to your house and they threaten to kill you and you get saved, you would make a bracha on that. So the Sharatzina speaks out, this is a little bit different, because over there, here, Kachin missed you. A stone fell and it missed you. So if a stone fell and it missed you, so maybe that's not called, you were really in the matzav of Sakana, because it missed you. Masha'enki, when the Ganavim were there, and they're threatening to kill you, there you were mamish in the Sakana itself, that's Ke'en, you got hit by the car. When the Ganavim are there threatening to kill you, it's Ke'en, you got hit by the car, and that's much worse. So over there, maybe the second opinion would say you make a bracha. But in the case where it completely missed you, maybe you wouldn't make a bracha. And over here, Shlomo Zalman seems to be, what I understand with Paskin, that you would not make a bracha. And that's how I was speaking out the halacha the whole time, like a Shlomo Zalman's opinion. Shlomo Zalman seems to say that if the thing missed you, not negay, you're not making a bracha. Unless it was completely, completely out of the ordinary. But if something missed you, like this case, where a stone just happened to have missed you, you're not going to make a bracha. The way I said it before actually was that if it's somewhat extraordinary, then if you're the second opinion, you would make a bracha. Let me finish reading and I'll try to say that right outside so in a clear way, not to be mixed up. Anyone who's close to a sakana and gets saved, he makes a bracha. You make a bracha, that's your mafs. Ayin ve'alacham. Ayin ve'alacha. What b'negei the shayla, look what he says over there. Let's finish the Mishnah Berurah, then we'll speak it outside again, try to get it again. Nachum al Klar. Zok the Mishnah Berurah by the Kosovo Achorinim. Misha nasa le'nes. Yeshu la'hafrich le'tztaka kvi asagas yaday. You should give tztaka, whatever you can. Yichalak alem niterer v'yem arin nesiz el tztaka. I'm giving it to tztaka v'yrotin she'y nechsha v'imokim toydash yusi chayis man ha'mikdash. Give the money to tztaka. Give it to Tamid HaChamim. Say it should be in place of a carbon toydah. The Roy learned Parshas Toydah. The Chavetz Chaim said you should learn the halachas of a carbon toydah. Someone has matzah where he got saved from a sakana. He should learn the halachas of carbon toydah. The second aid of Tzarchei Rabbim is trying to be in something Tzarchei Rabbim, and this we saw already from Shimon Bar Yochai in the Gemara in Shabbos that he wants to be Masakin Tzarchei Rabbim. He learned that from Yaakov Avinu Veichan Tnei Yair. Every year on that day, he should try to think about the good that Hashem did for him and be happy and say over the good things. And it's actually considered a Sudas Mitzvah. Some makes a Sudas Hadah. I had a Rebbe like this who got saved one time on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, or Riptide, him and his entire family, and he'd make a Suda every single year, and he would sit there, and what would his speech be? He would say over the story, detail every year, details, more details, less details every single year, about what happened exactly, and that's a Suda's mitzvah to go to such a thing, where a person says over, I asked this person who got hit by the bus, if he makes a Suda, he said it was Erev Shavuos, it's not really a good time, make a shtickle brunch, he said, make a small little brunch, not the best time to speak about the chasadim. You know, it seems like it's a pretty simple story. He got hit and the guy pulled him out. But you could always, you know, there's more to talk about. Went to the hospital and took the scans, whatever, the whole Lagansa Maisa. So that was that. So let's just try to get clear. We are almost over time. Let's try to just get clear because I was getting a little confused with the details over here. If someone gets saved, Shalei Kederech HaTeva, Pasha Bra. Nothing to talk about. If someone gets hit in a way where to be a Vadis Hakana and does not die, for sure Bracha. Not a child. Pasha. If someone, the next case over here, if someone, the thing misses you. So the way the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, if it misses you, then Pashtus, that would be the Machlekes, he says. If it misses you, that would be the Machlekes. Now, if it misses you, it really depends. If it misses you in a way where there's no Shaykh is going to hit you, that's not, why should it hit you? That you're not going to, that's not a Shaylah. The Machlekes is if it misses you in a way that was somewhat extraordinary. With somewhat extraordinary, that would be a Machlekes. The second opinion would say to make a bracha, other ones not. If it missed you in a way that was clearly Yad Hashem, clearly, for sure should have hit you. Like we said, the guy shoots the gun from a foot away, and it clearly missed you, clearly out of Hashem, then you make a bracha of kuliyama, even if you're the first day. I have something in my head from Shlomo Zalman that he's more makel in a way, not to make a bracha. Like on the side it says, someone is traveling in a place where they throw rocks on the car, the Shevet HaLevi says you have to make a bracha ha-goymel after you walk through it. Aha, that's where I'm making a mistake, by ha-goymel. By also in Nissan, we're all correct, right? We're saying everything right, it's not got mixed up, everything's good. When it comes to ha-goymel, which needs less, so even the first day seemed to agree in the case they were arguing about. Let's say a person, the thing missed you, but it was somewhat extraordinary. Hagoyimu, you say the kuliyama. That, I think, the Shlomo Zalman is a little more, he will argue on that. Shlomo Zalman over here brings it down. We'll finish with this. Shlomo Zalman over here, it says, he says, Chai birchas hagoyimu rakish apogaboy sakana mamish. But if you're a car of a sakana, you don't make a bracha birchas hagoyimu. And he says over there, if they threw stones at the car, even if they hit the car, but the person didn't get hurt at all, he would not make hagoyimu on that. He says, even if a guy got into a car accident, he said, but the person didn't get hit so hard in the car accident, he would not bench goyim on that. And it does seem from the Mishnah Berurah says that if something was thrown at you, it sounds like even if it missed you, but it was somewhat of a sakana, if it would have hit you, then you would make hagoyimel. That would be machlekes Mishnah Berurah and Rosh Hashanah Zalman, but negeh berachas hagoyimel, which anyways we'll get back to later in the week. But negeh al nisim, that's klar, vadek sakana, you make a bracha, shasli nes, if it was a suffix sakana, and you got saved in a way that was extraordinary, then you would make a bracha without Shema Malchus, and if you got saved in a way that's extremely Yad Hashem, clearly Yad Hashem, then you make a bracha with Shema Malchus. If you were saved in a way where just like, you missed the bus, you missed the boat, you missed the train, and it happened to have crashed, you're sure not going to make a bracha. We'll stop over here. Wishing everyone a wonderful good night.